You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One who has come in order to let us know that our sins are forgiven and that He has found us. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, April 23rd, 1978, in a small seaside chapel in a place called San Juan in the province of Bawang in the Philippines, God found me as an infant, baptized in a little stainless steel cup. Really, and that's where He found me. I was a little baby. I was baptized. I was a couple of weeks old, and that's where God found me in my baptism. And that's a special day. It's a special day that I remember, and not in the fact that I have a clear memory of that day, but I remember whenever that day comes up on April 23rd. Oh, yeah, God found me then. But that wasn't God's only time that He found me. I mean, God has found me a lot. I mean, if you think about what the stories are like that we've been talking about today, you can maybe think about those as happening once. But that would probably be the wrong thing to be thinking. You know, and when you think about Jesus going out and finding that little lost stray sheep, I don't know about you. Maybe you've only strayed once, but that's not my story. And that's not the story of Israel. That's not the story that is being told to us in that first lesson, in that Old Testament lesson. Instead, what's happening in there is that God is saying, well, I'm going to find you again. Here I go, and I'm going to pull you from all of the ends of the earth. So this happens a lot. God finds us where we are. God found me on my mom's lap as she would read me these super interesting, I think artful books called arch books that we had when I was a kid that I get to, some of them are kind of falling apart, but we still get to read them to my kids. Those stories that reinforced in me the Bible stories, the sort of basics that told me that God loved me and that God was in charge of the entire universe, and He had all of these great stories of all of the people that He had saved in the past. And God found me in those stories being read to me. God found me in the illustrators that drew those pictures so that I could get my mind wrapped around some of those stories and some of that grace. God found me there. God found me in the conversations that I would have with my friends, in the classes that I would have together with other people that were learning about Jesus with me. God found me in those places where I was struggling to understand a faith that was bigger than myself, a God who is bigger than myself. God found me in those places. God found me again in another April 12th, as I was an eighth grader, nervously walking up to the podium of my home church with a short prepared statement about why I felt what it was that I felt God was doing in my confirmation, as I did my best to not bore the people, because I knew that there was 13 other people in my class that were going to get up and do the same thing to them. God found me in that moment as I confessed what it was to be a Christian. God found me a few moments later as I had Holy Communion for the very first time. God found me in those moments. God found me when I went to high school, and I found all sorts of new questions and all sorts of new problems and sins that I could get into. God found me as I smoked cigarettes in back of the abandoned building that was outside of our high school and talked with my friends and relished in how bad we were being. God found me in those moments. God found me when I got into a little bit further into high school and I started to find a pull, a kind of a desire to start to talk to people about my faith and do that in a way that I was hoping was going to be compelling. God found me in those moments. God found me when I went to undergrad and I had a crisis of faith. God found me when I found that there was something weird about Christianity that I didn't like at all. And maybe it wasn't just about Christianity. Maybe it was about the people that I was talking to at the time. But God found me even in those moments where I was like, ew. Why would I ever want to be a part of this faith? And yet God found me in that moment because I never left. Because he always kept that faith in me. God found me in a moment when I had been away from church for a long time. And I knew that there was a Wednesday Advent service at the local Lutheran church. And I brought together all of my heathen friends. And I said, let's go to church. And oddly enough, they followed me. And they said, okay, yeah, let's do that. God met me on that night where I brought in my ragtag group of friends and we sat down in that church building, and God met me in the moment when the pastor was railing about all of those other people that weren't going to church, which was who we were. God met me as we went to the bar after. And we talked about how there seemed to be a disconnect there. God met me in a moment where I didn't feel like I knew what I was doing with my life anymore. God met me in a moment where I was a ship without a rudder. And I needed to take some time away and get away and do some other things. God met me in a moment that I still sort of vaguely remember on a March afternoon where I had this weird moment where it could have been the Holy Spirit, it could have been what I had for lunch, and it could have been my subconscious, but there was something that told me that maybe I should think about being a pastor. To which I kind of laughed. But since it was God meeting me, he just kept on meeting me. He kept on pressing. God met me in that moment. God met me in the moment when I walked into a seminary classroom for the first time. Not really knowing what to expect as I stepped out in faith. God met me in my vicarage, where some foolish congregation near the University of Florida in Gainesville said, here's our campus ministry, try not to wreck it. God met me in that moment. God met me in a moment later on where I got up in front of the entire seminary community and heard my name called and heard the name of the church that I was going to be called to, University Lutheran Church, Tallahassee, Florida. God met me in my ordination here some 18 years ago. Which, by the way, makes it really awkward for those of you that are freshmen that I am, that you were born the moment that I was ordained, like that same year. Whoa, man. But God met me there. God met me when I got married to that beautiful woman over there. God met me when each of my kids were born. God met me when I found out that I could sin in all sorts of new ways as a father. God has met me in this vocation time and time again as I have sinned as your pastor. Time and time again as I've dropped the ball, time and time again as I have made the wrong decision, I've done the wrong thing, I've ignored the right thing to do, I've done all of that, and every time God has met me, every time then we gather together on a Sunday morning here in this church and I confess my sins along with you. As we confess together. You've got your list as well. That list of the different times, the different places, the different memories that God has met you. Now, hopefully, yours are more sanctified than mine. Hopefully yours are more like, I met God as I was, you know, taking an Instagram photo of my Bible because I was up at 5 in the morning reading Leviticus. But I'm here to tell you that Paul wrote to Timothy, this young pastor at the time, he wrote to him and he said, you know what? I'm the biggest one there is. Chief sinner. First and foremost. And what am I to you? As he talked to Timothy. What am I supposed to be? Why did God save me? Why did God make me this apostle? Well, for Paul, it's all to show God's patience with him. That's what he says in that reading. He says, all of this is so that God can show that he is a patient God because he loved even me. He forgave even me. He sought after me. I was the sheep that he was looking for. I am the coin that he found in the dirt. I am the reason he rejoiced when I repented again. It's a beautiful thing to see where God is meeting us. And I can assure you that no matter where you are right now, in terms of your walk with God, he's meeting you. He's right there, saying that you're forgiven, saying that you're loved, saying that you're found. No matter what sin you're in, no matter what difficulty you find yourself in, no matter what doubts you're wrestling with, you're found. You're loved. You're rejoiced over. As you go out into this week, remember that God is finding you and that he has found you with the good news of Jesus Christ, who died on a cross to forgive you of all of your sins and who will reunite with you and everybody in this room and all of Christians together, and we'll have a whole lot of fun talking about the stories of where God has met us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button, which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through his church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up his face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.